Maureen Boyardi is in Treorchy in the Rhondda, in South Wales as well. And Maureen, you forced your husband to wear an electronic collar because you found he was using them on the dogs.
Let's just back up a little bit. Jeremy, hello. Long time no speak, Jeremy. Yeah. Duncan, you used the wrong word when you said stimulation. It is wrong. It is an old-fashioned good shock, and I mean a shock. It is barbaric, it is inhuman, but what the hell? They're only dogs, aren't they? This is not the way to train the dogs. I'm not here on your program to vilify a man that got fined yesterday, but I would like to think that he could have put the 2,000 plus 1,000 and hired his fence so his dog couldn't jump over it.
Tell us what happened with your husband, Maureen.
I have a house in the United States. And we had three dogs. They're all dead now. They all died of old age. I was in Wales at the time, and while I was away, my husband decided with pressure that he was going to put in a perimeter fence. So Duncan knows what I'm talking about. You take your entire perimeter, you have cables put in, and then you have a housing box where the controls are, and it's just like an alarm. You switch it on and off. You then have to take your dogs, and they have a collar, and they have this heavy metal thing that's on their collar next to the skin. You even have to take some of the fur away so there's contact. I came home, and at the bottom of my drive, and I'm talking about having eight acres of land. I never had a problem, but my husband was intimidated in putting this in. He did it without my consent, which angered me, Jeremy, anyway. When I came into my drive, at the bottom of my drive, as Americans, as people know in America, you have your post box. So I got out of my car to get the mail.
Okay, now I'm just worrying, Maureen, we've got to throw this back to Duncan, so let's speed it up.
No, listen. My dog ran to see me because he hadn't seen me in 2 weeks. He was so excited that he came through this alarm system. He got caught in the middle with a collar, and he was being jolted. He was yelping. Had it been a horse, somebody would have said, "We're gonna put this horse down." I didn't know what was going on. My husband came running down the drive and said, "Oh my God, he's caught in the electric fence." I went through this fence. I grabbed hold of my dog, who was a Siberian Husky, and he weighed 80 pounds, and I dragged him physically out of this 10-meter danger zone, Duncan. And believe you me, it wasn't a little sharp shock. It was a huge volt. I called the company. Well, you can imagine the air was blue. And my husband, "How dare you do this to our dogs? How dare you?"
Yep.
He said, "They're supposed to do this. They train them this way." And I said, "All right. They've told you that it's a way they fear." And they did use this word, Jeremy. And Duncan, it is a word you use. It's fear.
Duncan,
the dogs
is fear.
Fear this.
Duncan, fear.
Fear. The dogs
in fact,
this wall.
You've got to be quick, Maureen, Duncan. She's going to be back in.
In fact, Maureen, the vast majority of people use the products and have no problem. I have no idea which product it was that you had. I don't know whether it was one of my members' products.
Duncan, it was a product that was to keep your dogs in your ground. It is a cable. It is all the same whether or not you have a handheld system or not. You have to put a collar round the animal's neck. Whether it's a dog or a horse or whatever, you have to put contact round the dog's neck.
And Maureen, you, as a result of this, you were so furious with your husband, you forced him to wear the collar.
You're damn right I did.
What was his reaction?
I said to my husband, "You will see just exactly what pain these dogs go through. So if I can go through it, so will you." I made my husband, while the electric fence was still on, wrap this collar round his arm and walk through and up to the line. It's 5 meters in front and 5 meters behind. So for 10 meters, I said to my husband, "Go on, walk, go out with this collar on and pick up the mail."
Okay.
My husband was so, so sorry that this is what he went through. We cut it. We had it disconnected. It's still laying in the ground now.
Can I say thank you very much?
As far as I'm concerned, England, jump on board, baby. Wales is leading you when it comes to cruelty to animals. Come on. Come on board this bus and get this stopped throughout this country.
Thank you very much, Maureen Boyardi from Treorchy in the Rhondda. Yeah, it is Radio 2. Well done, Maureen. You just managed to upstage the Murdochs appearing at Westminster. Also, Duncan McNair from the Electronic Collar Manufacturers Association did well under fire. Thanks a lot.